Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your FRIDAY edition. Friday. Yeah, we made it. Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. There's a slight problem, though, with it being Friday. It's Friday the 13th. 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, those of you that enjoyed that lovely little loophole with iPlayer, yeah, it ain't going to be around much longer. After a review of the BBC's activities in the UK, which, by the way, was led by John Wentingdale, the Secretary of State for Culture, Media, and Sport, says the way in which the license fee currently operates for on-demand content, yeah, that needs to be overhauled. Now, how it works right now in the UK, if you're watching TV shows via the iPlayer Live, it has an annual £145 TV license. But there's no obligation for viewers to pay a license if they only want to watch on-demand content. Now, Wintingdale said that the UK government would like to see the BBC explore other revenue streams alongside its license fee too, like things for additional services and so on. He also proposed a portable iPlayer license fee, so those that are out of the country could watch the iPlayer content abroad. Come on, you and I, we all know what this is about, right? Give me more money, 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 money. Hey, speaking of money, 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 Google's worth a lot more money, money, money than Apple is now. Yes, it's a sad day for Apple's bank account. It is no longer the world's most valuable company. Apple's market capitalization is actually down $493 billion. Really? That's all? While Alphabet, that's Google, by the way, its current market cap is $498 billion. This is all according to Yahoo Finance. Yeah, there still is a place over there at Yahoo called Finance, even though they can't get theirs in order. Now, really, this is just all about public perception. You know, how it looks on the stock market list anyways. And getting down to the nitty-gritty of it, basically Google's parent company Alphabet has a higher market cap now than Apple. No, Apple's not in any financial jeopardy. Lots of news coming from Google's side today. And since we were talking about Apple and Google, let's talk about Google putting a keyboard on the iPhone now. Yep, that's right. You can now get the Gboard. That's Google's new keyboard for the iPhone, giving it its built-in Google search functionality, as well as GIFs and emoji search. Gotta say, though, the coolest thing about it, you can actually use it on any app. And unlike Apple's standard text keyboard that we all know and kind of hate sometimes, it's a love-hate relationship, isn't it? Say you're in the middle of a conversation with somebody, then you actually have to physically leave the messaging app. Well, you don't have to do that with Gboard. With the Gboard, all you gotta do is tap that big old Google G in the upper left-hand corner, and a search field will appear. Yeah, has a little bit more multitasking feel to it, for sure. But of course, it is a keyboard, so how does it function? Well, it's equipped with Glide Typing, which lets you type words by sliding your finger from key to key instead of tap, 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 tap. So yeah, it's a keyboard that's better than Apple's. I suggest you try it. In the realm of Google News, now we're popping over to Evernote, and now it's adding image previews and search for Google Drive files right inside their little service there. That's going to allow you to drop in files instead of simply linking to them, which will be a lot nicer and easier. And the Google Drive files, once you select them, will actually show up as thumbnails. Another thing that's quite nice with Evernote and Google Drive doing their thing is you can search Drive from Evernote, and any changes made to documents or other files that are stored in the cloud will sync to your notes as well. Very handy. The only drawback right now? Well, it's still in beta. And is only available on the web and Evernote's Android app right now. But they're saying iOS and other platforms will be coming very soon. Just hold on. And finally, tired of your run-of-the-mill smartwatch experience? Well, here's a little weekend project for you, and it might take all weekend to actually do this. How about installing Windows 7 on the thing? Yes, it is possible, thanks to a YouTuber by the name of Hacking Jules. They've managed to get Windows 7 on a smartwatch. Now, no, this is not an Apple Watch. I don't think we can do that yet. You know, Apple looks like some sort of Android Wear or something like that. In any case, if you got a lot of time in your hands, this will be the perfect thing for you. Why? Because it's going to take 3 hours to boot. Yeah, that's right, 3 hours to boot up. But when it does boot up, yet you can look at Windows 7 and all its tiny glory right there. The most difficult part about having Windows 7 on a smartwatch? Moving that 1 millimeter tiny cursor. So, if you've got a buttload of time on your hands this weekend, and you got a watch that just ain't getting any use, besides that Apple Watch, head on over to YouTube and find the tutorial video. It's simple to find, just look for Hacking Jules channel, or you can search for how to install Windows 7 on Android Wear. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, you know the place. Get on over there, check out all the great BTN shows, Max Show, Big Show, Guitar Show, Pocket Show, Gamer Show, A House of Cards Show. I mean, I could just go all day naming all the great shows that are on BTN. You got to get on over there and check them all out. You can follow the BTN Network on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our great BTN community, all hanging out and having so much fun. You got to join on in, too. BritishTech.slack.com is the destination. As for the new show, we're about to have a good old fun old two-day weekend. And I do hope you can do the same. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Friday. Aha. And have a great weekend. And thank you very much for listening.